This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, professionals call it the transition cliff, when mentally ill teens reach 18 and care falls off. And a pox on your pops. An enterprising woman sells lollipops tainted with the chicken pox virus on purpose. And a mortician who moonlights as a blogger answers peculiar questions about her trade that you never dared to ask. But first, school lunch stays pretty much the same. You may recall that as President Ronald Reagan labeled ketchup as a vegetable. On Monday, a joint House Senate spending bill added tomato paste slathered on pizza to the vegetable group. In fact, pizza is now designated as a super vegetable. The bill bars the Department of Agriculture from mandating stringent changes in school menus in response to estimates that 17% of kids between the ages of 2 and 19 are obese. The proposed restrictions in servings of potatoes and sodium were defeated following intense lobbying from the pizza and French fry industry. Julian Piquet covers healthcare for The Hill and has been following the bill and the lobbying efforts behind it. Julian, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me on.
So not only is pizza or pizza sauce now a vegetable, it's a super vegetable.
Exactly. And the argument in favor of that is it's got a lot of nutrients, dietary fiber, potassium, vitamins A and C. Kids love it. They eat it. So they're getting these nutrients through this tomato paste. You know, one of the arguments is that the kids won't eat this other stuff, so it's just going to end up in the garbage. This started about 2 years ago when Congress passed reauthorization of school nutrition standards. They gave a 6-cent bump to schools for school meals. But for the first time, they also asked basically the U.S. Department of Agriculture to set strict new standards. So this is Congress asking the USDA to do this. But over the past 2 months, we've seen intense lobbying from the French fry and pizza industries in particular to scale them back. And in effect, that's what's happened. And that looks likely what's going to be passed into law now.
So intensive lobbying by the fast food industry. But it seems like there's been a bit of a sea change in attitudes about school lunch and certainly participation from citizens. Isn't public opinion behind changes to school lunch?
To a large extent, it is. I mean, even the military has gotten involved in this case. More than 100 retired generals, admirals, and other officers write to the Congress expressing their dismay at the changes. You know, 1 out of 4 kids are too out of shape to join the military, so this has become even a national security issue, so they're playing that card up. The skill nutrition standards were very closely linked to First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign, and it is very popular. I mean, there are some critics who think that it's too much government intrusion, but for the most part, there is an acknowledgement that obesity is out of hand, especially with our children. So there's going to be some pushback on lawmakers here. But the industry has a lot of money, and some of the schools are also worried about what it would cost them to meet these new standards.
Has the White House or the First Lady issued any kind of response to this this bill?
Not that I've seen, no. It seems likely to be passed. There are 3 different spending bills here. It's not just agriculture. So barring any unexpected changes, this is expected to happen. And this is the joint House and Senate, so it's passed the House, it's passed the Senate. When they get together in conference, they come up with an agreed-upon solution, and this is what the House and the Senate have jointly agreed to. So it's a bipartisan move back from the more stringent standards.
How about public health advocates? A lot of them have been behind changes to school lunch programs.
Yeah, well, the public health advocates have been appalled. You know, they've written letters to the committees, to the appropriators, telling them to get this done, to get this changed. But, you know, these are appropriations bills. These are the spending bills, and there's a lot of industry influence in how they're developed. So it's going to be very tough. They do have public opinion on their side, as you said. When the proposed regulations came out, it was in January, they got 130,000 comments, which is, I don't know if that's a record, but, I mean, it's a huge amount of people weighing in on this from across the country. So clearly, you know, the federal government heard people's concerns, and they didn't change the standard. You know, that seems to indicate that a lot of the comments were in favor of the proposed rule, or they would have changed it.
In your blog, you mentioned that the American Frozen Food Institute praised the decision to scale back the school lunch reform, and its president saying the agreement improves childhood nutrition. What's he got to back up that argument?
What they're basically saying is that they're providing the foods that children like to eat, and that the new standards would be so stringent that a lot of more or less healthy foods would be cut. If we can go back a little bit, this all started unraveling a month ago in the Senate when Susan Collins of Maine mm-hmm. and Tom Udall of Colorado, they passed an amendment to the Senate bill that changed the restrictions on potatoes. So basically, the new standards, which are supposed to start next year, would have limited the number of servings for potatoes to two per week. That's aimed at French fries. The senators were basically arguing, well, maybe instead of targeting starchy vegetables, we could instead target how they're cooked. So French fries bad, potatoes okay if they're boiled or whatever. But the argument against that is that kids like potatoes too much. And so if you don't limit how much they can be served, they're never going to eat anything else. And so the whole argument behind standards is to basically try to get kids a balanced diet, which, you know, new studies show very few children are getting. The latest change that was unveiled Monday night, that's the pizza industry. That's their big win. And a lot of people didn't see that coming because, you know, the senators, the congresspeople, they weren't as vocal about this until very recently. That's come as kind of a shock. This huge pizza win, that's an important development. Basically, the new change retains the current standard. So we're not improving anything. We're not making it worse. We're just retaining the way things work right now.
Okay, so just to review here, spending bill classifying tomato paste on pizzas, vegetable, eliminate limitations on potatoes and starchy vegetables. How about restrictions on sodium that were proposed by the USDA?
Right, so those got scaled back as well, and that's also part of the pizza industry's push. Standards called for a 54% reduction in actual sodium consumption. The pizza industry was basically saying that when you serve dairy-based food, like pizzas, you can't cut back the sodium that much and keep it safe. And the pizza industry also got a big win on whole grains. There was a requirement that grains fed to kids be whole grains starting in 2 years, and that wasn't defined anywhere what a whole grain was, so they've also pushed that back. They want a working definition of the whole grain. And of course, you know, that's going to take a long time to decide, to go through the regulatory process, et cetera.
So, Julian, just to wrap up, when will this be voted on?
It's expected to be done this week before Friday, so, you know, today or tomorrow.
Well, we'll keep an eye there. Julian Piquet, I want to thank you so much for filling us in today.
You're quite welcome.
Julian Piquet covers healthcare for The Hill. He recently wrote about a House spending bill that will pull back USDA recommendations for healthier school lunches. If you'd like to see the article, we have a link at wordofmouthradio.org.